we are entering into a whole new year. A new year to do new things. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Make it count for God. Before I get into the lesson, I'm going to pray for the church, because the church needs to be praying. All through the book of Acts, we find the church was praying. It wasn't just the apostles. It was all of the disciples, all of the children of God. All of the church was praying. This included the deacons and those working in the food pantry. Right through the book of Acts, we find prayer and more prayer. There is no weapon formed against prayer that can neutralize it. The first requirement in prayer is to believe. Believe that God is able. Believe that God is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Believe that God is alive and powerful. Believe that God is love and that He cares for His people. A God that feeds the sparrows will not starve His children. Believe that God is powerful, all powerful, and no power can successfully stand against Him. We need to believe that God is truth and cannot lie. That God is King, and that He will never vacate His throne or fail in His promises. We need to have prayer without ceasing. Prayer that will shatter our status quo. Prayer that will drain us of all of our interests. Prayer that excites us by its great possibilities. Prayer that sees God as the one that rules on high, and He is mighty to save. We need to have a prayer that laughs at impossibilities and cries out, "It shall be done." Prayer that is motivated with a desire for God's glory. The place of prayer is more than a dumping ground for all of our anxieties, frets, and fears. I believe the place of prayer is not only a place where I lose my burdens, but a place where I get a burden. He shares my burdens. I share His burden. My yoke is easy. My burden is light, He tells us. To know that burden, we must hear the voice of the Spirit. We must hear the voice. We must be still and know that He is God. If God is God of matchless power and incredible might, if the Bible is the unchangeable Word of the living God, if He is the one and only mediator today, if the Holy Spirit can quicken us as He did our spiritual fathers, then all things are possible today. So now, let's pray for the church. Heavenly Father, we come to You today in the name of Your holy Son, Jesus. Jesus Christ, our Savior. Our hearts weep. Our spirits are heavy. Yet we know that You are still in control. We know that the gates of hell cannot prevail against Your church. We know that You see the challenges that Your ministers and church leaders face, the struggles and anxieties over scheduling. God, strengthen our pastors and teachers as they continue to feed the flock and comfort the fearful. God, You are also aware of our evangelists. Supply their needs during this pandemic through your many resources. Encourage them. Anoint them. Anoint them to preach again your word. Oh my God, help us to remember that you conduct holy business at all hours, in all places, and under all circumstances. Help us to remember that we are on a rescue mission and that the church is not a showboat, but a lifeboat. Now, my Heavenly Father, the God of the universe, we pray to you, you who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of your glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Saints of God, we must continue in prayer. Jesus said that men ought always to pray. Paul says, I pray night and day without ceasing for you. You may ask, why should we continue to pray night and day? Because God knew that every time he opens the windows of heaven and pours us out a blessing, the devil opens the doors of hell and pours out a blasting. On one hand, you have God pouring out blessings. On the other hand, you've got the devil pouring on the blastings. But friend, where the blastings is, the blessings of God does much more abound. Where sin is, the grace of God does much more abound. If we do not live on our knees, we will die on our feet. If we do not live on our knees, we will stand in the day of judgment and give an account. The only direction that God has ever given for his church is the forward direction. The only energy that God has ever provided for the church is the energy of the power of the Holy Spirit. And the only way we are to travel is on our knees. Let us continue to pray. I remember a story my father told me. My dad was raised back during the time when they were still clearing ground to plant their crops. My daddy told me that they never used a horse or a mule. They would always use an ox to pull out the stumps. He said when the horses tightened up their traces and the load became very heavy, the horses would just back up in the traces. But he says, when you hooked the old ox to the stump, and when it took the slack up out of the traces and the load became unmovable, he said those oxen would lean forward in the traces, drop down on their knees, and continue to lean forward. And he says, it wasn't long before you heard the roots of the stump begin to tear through the ground. He says, those oxen would literally knee their way forward and pull that stump out of the ground. We're in a new year. There's going to be new ground to clear, new stumps to pull, some new walls to bring down, some new enemies to fight. We can do it successfully if we do it on our knees. I'm going to close the lesson right here, but before I step away from the microphone, before I turn this computer off, I want to remind you of a verse of scripture in the book of Luke chapter 9. Speaking of Jesus' praying, said that as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was changed. Prayer changes the way we look. It changes the way people see us. It changes the way we see people. Changes the way we see Jesus. When we pray, we see Jesus as the Savior of the world. We see Jesus as the only hope for this generation. We see Jesus as the sacrifice that was given for the sins of all humanity. Prayer changes the way people see us. They see us in a different light. It changes the way we see people. We no longer see people as walking trees. We see them as a people that Jesus died for. We see them in their everyday life. We see them struggling, hurting, wandering in darkness on a road that's leading them to destruction. When we see this, prayer will move us out into the streets, the highways, and the hedges, compelling them to come to Jesus. We need prayer. Prayer will change this country. Prayer will change our church. Prayer will change us. Will change our desires. Will change our motives. Will change our schedule. When we enter into our closet of prayer and close the door behind us, we'll see God opening up doors before us, doors of opportunity, doors we never expected to open, and doors, as it were, opening on their own.